Hi, welcome to the Dead Pixels podcast. I'm Will.
Hi. No, you're not. You're Wonderbar.
I'm Wonderbar.
No,
never
dude,
mind.
I'm just going to use a real name.
You're Wonderbar.
Anyway, so
I'm Dustin.
I was telling you guys earlier about how I was watching Fox and the Hound the other day on Netflix, because it's up, right? And so, like, I hated the part, dude, like, because foxes are cute, right? Because I like the movie, and then I was just reminded at the end of the movie, when they go in the forest, and the hunter dude just burns the shit up, it's like, just blazing up, and the bear's like, what's up, I'm a bear. And, like, there's a bear here, and
oh,
then,
shit.
And, like, the hunter guy's like, oh, look, it's, oh, shit, it's the bears.
I was totally thinking about, Robin Hood.
Robin Hood?
Yeah, because there's...
Yeah,
but Fox and the Hound is also pretty good.
Because the Fox and the Hound may or may not involve a fox. I'm not sure. But anyway, the bear's like, I need to stop your smoking habits, and you just fell into a trap, so let me save you.
Yeah, Smokey the Bear?
And the hunter... and the hunter's like, no, man, I'm not going to let you save me from this horrific crushing of my leg in this bear trap. And the bear's like, okay. And the fox somehow takes the bear all the way back up the mountain, and they both fall down this waterfall, and the fox survives, and the bear doesn't. Worst movie ever.
What?
Yeah, the bear doesn't survive. The fox is still there. He's like, I'm a fox. And the dog's like, I love you, fox. And the hunter's like, get the hell out of the way, dog. And the dog's like, ain't gonna do shit. And the fox and the dog and everybody is happy at the end.
Is it better
the bear
now?
Dies. That's why I hate it.
I justified how he's stoned.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Is the bobcat stoned?
He's hella stoned.
So,
I give him
squid.
This will be the picture for the podcast.
Squid just drew a stoned ass bobcat.
Bobcat.
So, that's gonna be the cover for the podcast. So hopefully you guys turn back on your
bobcat podcast.
So hopefully you guys turn your iPods or whatever, listen to this back on, and check out that legit artwork.
Coming away.
Right, we should talk about
politics.
We could talk about something controversial, like the Connecticut shooting.
So the way I look at it, you know, like, I don't know if you can blame video games for it, because, like, yes, it's shooting and stuff, and yeah, like, Mass Effect, but, like, it's not the same. I mean, like, if somebody walk into a school with a rope and a spear and yell, get over here, then we can talk video game violence.
Wait a minute. But, are people actually blaming video games?
Yeah, they're blaming Mass Effect and Black Ops 2.
Why?
Because they're blaming Mass Effect because at the beginning you see a child die.
You know what they should blame?
That's so stupid.
Is the president.
I
blame the president.
He's just being an asshole with his taxes. First and foremost,
the president?
He's taxing people.
People
don't want to give.
The president.
I like you pointed at the bear.
I'm just hitting the table. Like,
I thought you were pointing.
My point is heard.
Definitely point at the bear.
What's your favorite animals?
Bear.
A lion.
Penguin.
I like bears and...
Baylor bears?
Baylor bears.
And foxes.
I like bears, and then I like Baylor bears.
I like Baylor bears, and then bears.
Yes, right. I like bears. Betters. Betters. Right. I like butter bears.
I like the bears.
Oh, guys, I want to talk about something.
Okay.
I've noticed... I posted this on Twitter, and you guys probably have noticed...
You posted this on Twitter?
I sure did. With women,
okay.
They do this thing where, like, they always have to, they don't know what day of the week it is. They, like, they always never feels like the day of the week. So, for example.
They're like, it doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
Yeah,
right?
they do that every single freaking day.
They do that all the time, I notice.
Yeah,
that.
So, like, it's Wednesday. They're like, oh, it feels like a Thursday. Like, no, it feels like a Wednesday because it's a Wednesday, bitch. God, that angers me so much.
Preach, dude.
Love that.
So why can't you just freaking... Oh, my God.
So, like,
I know,
earlier,
like, how does a Thursday feel?
The guys, yeah. we were all hanging out, and so the guys and me, we were playing Pictionary. And so, I don't know if you guys...
Get your hand away from the mic.
Play a lot of Pictionary or something, but best new category is stuff that turns you on. Next time you play Pictionary,
good learning,
preferably not with
bonding.
Your parents, but
you
with your parents.
The Baylor Bears.
I should have.
But pick that as a category. It's a lot more fun than movies and TV shows. Just saying.
Because there are way less movies and TV shows.
You better not interfere with that. I'm going to bust your ball.
That's the cover for the podcast.
You're getting too close, Brent.
The Bobcast.
Better not be drawing that.
I can try.
Just try to go.
So currently, right now, we are all on winter break right now.
Mm-hmm.
don't know, it's probably going to be like a couple days before this podcast gets up, but today is the 27th of December.
It's not the 28th.
Yeah, it's like it's
2 in the morning.
No, it's not 2.
It's 1.
Oh, yeah, we are recording this at 1:18 in the morning, so it's the 28th.
It's whatever time it is.
Any shout-outs you want to make?
I want to like make
a shout-out to Albert Einstein, fucking with that iodine.
What the
I like shout-outs to Quentin Tarantino and the movie he just released, Django Unchained.
Best movie ever.
Go watch it. If anybody who... I doubt anybody's listening to this podcast. If you know him, send us something. He can sponsor us, and we'll sponsor him. We would love some sponsorship from such a talented man.
Shout out to anyone who sponsors anyone ever, because thank you.
Just thank you.
Oh, shout out. I'm going to do a shout out to Sierra for making that beautiful ass poem.
Yeah, okay. Shout out.
Okay, I'm going to shout out to Cunt Seated on Tumblr. That's spelled C-U-N-T hyphen C-E-I-T-E-D. At dottumblr.com. Go check it out. She's got a good blog on there.
Shouts out.
That should definitely be a main part of our podcast every time. Shouts out.
Cool. You got any shouts out?
Yacker. Shouts out to.
Shouts out to Yacker. Shouts out to DJ Punk.
DJ Sparkles McShit.
Whatever.
Something.
Definitely Vinyl
it's
Scratch.
It's a badass
DJ. Shouts out
to.
How does she have a name?
It's a unicorn from My Little Pony.
Because friendship is magic.
Is she, cool. How do we know what her name is if she's in it for literally 3 seconds?
I don't know. I looked it up.
Well, shouts out to almost adult men watching little kid and girl shows.
Oh my god.
Shouts out.
Hey, he's not the only one, so I support it.
Yeah, dude. Hella people. Hella people watch it.
Normal people, white people.
Shouts out to people who still playing and shit.
Shouts out to racism is still alive in America.
I don't think that's a good shout out.
Shouts out to Bill Nye, though, on Twitter, because he's funny.
Shouts out to shouting out.
Shouts out to Baldwin, though.
Oh, dude, shouts out every day. Shouts out.
Shouts out to that. You got it.
That's like my
life. Up higher.
Shouts out to Headbands Game.
Shouts out to Asses Up.
You know what I mean? We need to actually think of legit things to talk about.
I like this. It's a good topic.
Yeah, we should have a shout out section
of
the podcast.
I have a question for you. What is your least favorite aspect of Christmas?
Least favorite aspect.
That's actually a tough one. I can't think of anything that I really don't like that much.
Nothing much. I mean, maybe traveling a lot. I don't like traveling very far for Christmas.
That makes sense, but we just always have people at our house. So,
yeah.
Like, there's no big deal there.
Yeah. Most of the time we go to Calusa after we do present at our home. We've never actually done Christmas, like opening presents and stuff, at somebody else's house. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's a little bit different. But I mean, I like staying home for like dinner and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care if people come there, but sometimes it's better if just my family. We can just chill and stuff.
I can't think of anything actually. What you obviously have something in mind.
Do you have something in mind?
I just don't like how cranky people get. Yeah. I mean, mostly parents.
Some people do get
a little bit. Oh, you mean like around the whole season?
Yes.
About having
the whole season? Okay, one thing I don't like is...
I don't like Christmas music.
Driving.
Way too early.
Driving into town.
Way too many people shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas brings out the people who don't know how to drive. And it really clearly shows people how
Make
bad...
Make the boobs bigger.
It doesn't have boobs. It's a pony.
Shouts out to boobs.
Shouts out to...
breasts.
Females of most species have nipples.
Something I don't like.
Okay.
It's not necessarily Christmas, it's just teenagers.
Uh-huh.
I came across this today on Twitter with someone who goes to Chico High. I won't name any names. But
Shouts out to not naming names.
Shouts out to Chico, California.
Okay, first off, he's pretty well off. His family.
Okay.
And he's like a little emo, little bitch.
Shout out to you.
And he's like, I fucking hate Christmas, is what he tweeted.
Okay.
And before that, he's like, I didn't get anything I wanted.
What
like,
a fucker.
Oh my god.
That's, okay,
dude.
I don't like that.
I hate
that
so much.
Well, if you hate things, you should be happy.
I was actually talking about this with my friend.
Or just even hanging
she
out.
She was talking about, like what do you really like that you got for Christmas this year? And I'm like, well, I got things that weren't, I didn't ask for on my list that, you know, I realize now that I'm actually going to use a lot, like the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask for that, and I didn't really expect to get it. And I was kind of like, what's this? When I got it, but now I'm like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I got one thing on my list. Well, I got a couple things on my list, but like the things I got on my list.
Jackrabbit?
Definitely got a Jackrabbit. Shouts out to Jackrabbit.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still in business, but they make some good.
Oh, they should be. They definitely are.
I hope they are.
Shouts out.
Look it up, kids.
Yeah, I definitely... I made my Christmas list pretty vague, I think, anyway. Running stuff.
Yeah.
So, I got some running stuff, and that was cool. I got
stuff you wanted,
actually. It was
Is that Derpy?
It was better than what I expected.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, I just like hanging out on Christmas, actually.
Shouts out to My Little Pony mobile game.
Shouts out.
What's that? It's like a really, it's supposed to be...
Shouts out to like Derpy is a Biscuit.
Derpy is a Biscuit.
Hashtag Derpy is a Biscuit.
Like Herp and Derp. Really look at her it. Eyes are going a different way.
I'm gonna
she's
tweet
supposed
that
right to be now. Like a... She's supposed to be based off hashtag of the Herp and Derp.
Derpy is a Biscuit.
Bobcast.
Hashtag, everybody, so let you know, we don't actually have a Twitter page, Facebook, or anything like that.
We might.
Probably won't have a Facebook. We might.
Called Derpy is a Biscuit.
Actually,
Derpy's
we have a Facebook.
We have a Facebook.
Dead Pixels.
Dead Pixels. Follow us. Dead Pixels. How's it spelled again? D34D space P...
P what?
P-I. P-I-X.
It'll be a link.
We'll put a link in the podcast.
Obviously, you're listening to it. You're probably already on the Facebook page.
Which, it's really hella exclusive.
Or wherever it's from.
Definitely
is exclusive.
That Caden was crying.
If you ever have anybody on Twitter, you guys can
we might make a Twitter.
Make a shout out and just say hashtag Bobcast.
Yeah, Bobcast.
Bobcast. Hashtag, dude, I'm doing that.
Why right are we called Bobcast?
Hashtag Bobcast.
Because hello, Bobcats, Randy. Podcasts, Bobcasts.
And why do you ask us Bobcats? Well,
hashtag.
Because Bobcats.
Branding.
Because duh.
It's like a mixture of words. It's like a pun.
All right. Does anybody have anything else to talk about that's worth talking about?
Okay. In a Bobcast.
In a Bobcast.
Let me think if I have any prevalent topics. We could talk about something near and dear to all of our hearts.
Like balls and mouth.
Oh no! I was just trying to like lead into something while I was thinking. You know,
dear America, this is me, your president, John Henry Eden. I want to ask you a question.
Is John Henry Eden?
Have you ever seen a tree?
Definitely Three Dog.
Have you ever seen a tree?
Lorax, the president one.
Are we playing the guessing game?
I remember dude, baseball.
Lorax is pretty good.
I
didn't see it.
Like 10
Wasn't
minutes of it last night.
Yeah, I didn't see it mainly because
yeah.
I like the book.
Waiting for.
I like the book way more, and I don't want to see it.
The book's really good. I read the book.
I know, but because it's like an hour and a half movie.
Yeah,
I don't want to see them take
no,
the book.
It's
crazy.
I saw the beginning of it, and it's like. Well, I mean, I didn't even get to what the book is about at
yeah,
all yet.
It probably isn't.
It's got Zac Efron and Taylor Swift in it.
What? What movie are you talking
about?
The Lorax?
The Lorax.
What?
Zac Efron
does?
Plays the main kid. Taylor Swift
probably
plays
doesn't.
The chick.
Yeah,
he
does.
Yeah.
And
is it
yeah,
Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito is the Lorax.
Lorax.
Really? That is not Zac Efron. I thought that was the guy who does Stu and The Hangover. And
what's
he does
up, Wastelanders?
I thought it was that guy. I can never remember his name.
Yeah, I never knew that actor's name.
I remember, like, Ryan B.J. Novak.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that?
Because B.J.
Because
B.J.
Yeah.
B.J. The guy from The Office?
Yeah, the guy who played...
Yeah.
His name was Glorious Bastards also.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was?
Dude. Mm-hmm. Just in... No.
My favorite part from Glorious Bastards was when they're trying to get through in the theater. He's just like,
yes.
Excuse me.
Why do you take 3 minutes to build something?
Hashtag 3 minutes to build something.
Put that with your podcast. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to be a pivotal point of our show from now on.
Wait, what do you do in that game you're playing?
It's like Farmville.
Yeah.
It's not even like an adventure game or something?
There's like little missions you do and stuff, and then you have to have them work in stores and you get money.
I got a game on my iPod. It's called Pitfall. It's Pitfall.
Oh, it's Pitfall.
But they took Pitfall and made it into a like Temple Run game.
Oh my
like,
god.
Hashtag MLP.
Shouts out to the original Pitfall.
Shouts out
to Atari.
I downloaded it because it looked like the original Pitfall.
Hashtag Cole.
And I'm like, I'm going to get this because I love Pitfall and it's free. And I'm like, no. It's Temple Runner with Pitfall skin.
Shouts out to Temple Run. Shouts out to Temple Run.
Temple
game.
Run. Dude.
Shouts out to Storage Wars.
Storage Wars.
Jetpack Joyride.
Shouts out to Jetpack
Joyride. Shouts out to Dave getting fired.
Yep. Shouts out to Dave lawsuit because he's the dick or something.
Shouts out to Barry.
Is
fake. Shouts out to
Barry. You check
from Storage Wars.
Shouts out to The Walking Dead, which is now available on iPhone and mobile devices such as Android and iOS. Shouts out to the games. Buy it.
Is it still free?
Well, on iPod it is.
Yeah. All these companies
definitely makes me sad they did that.
Should thank us for this free advertising
yeah.
that we're giving because so many people listen to our podcasts.
Xbox Live made a whole bunch of games and stuff free. Like they made a couple episodes of The Walking Dead free
there
on Christmas and stuff.
There is no free lunch.
There is
shout
no free
out
lunch.
To Econ.
Dude, I just learned that.
Hashtag the Laffer Curve.
Oh, you already started the econ.
Hashtag,
yeah, you did.
Hashtag the lapper.
She's hella prego.
Tonight, how funny something.
Shouts out to Miss Johnson for being hella prego.
In that class, shouts out to I made it up.
Shouts out to Dylan Allen's ingenuity.
Dude, I'm drawing a link or a Bobcat ass right now. Bobcat
shot. Looks like Bobcat
shot. Balls, and
so,
balls.
Guys, I need you guys to take a vote. We're gonna do two separate images on the next one. Okay, so Bobcat who looks stoned, or maybe a Bobcat who can see his butt.
Butt shot.
I'm thinking butt shot. Butt shot.
Butt shot. Bobcat.
Oh, I didn't even get in the
butt
song.
Bobcast.
Butt shot. Bobcast.
Dude, I like this
sound. Shout out to butts.
Shout out to butts, dude. Butts everywhere.
Shout out to scary noises.
Shout out to Indy.
Shout out to Indy because she's adorable. He's adorable. He's adorable.
How long have we been going?
I'm gonna draw the
15 minutes.
We'll edit some of it out.
We'll do it in 30 minutes.